That ginger.
Okay, we're live now, by the way.
Perfect.
I'll start with being with a duck quack on there.
Yeah, I think you might just have missed that, Mark. I think you're all right. Welcome back to... Oh, how embarrassing! I failed on the first go.
ending as yeah. You began.
You got three words out.
The first three words is "Welcome back, everyone." But I went to say "anyone," and I don't know why. I was "Welcome back, anyone."
Every year he's been on the show, he's got an extra word right at the beginning of it. So that's the third word.
Oh yeah.
He struggled with "welcome" on my first slide, but
we all come.
Let's try that again, shall we? Let me see. God. When I'm not here for a week, honestly, I'm...
We've got a cold open.
Should be used for that right. Now. Come on.
No, right. Here we go. Right.
3.5 years ago. What's up?
Duck ups. Right, let's try that again. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Incense Podcast. I'm Casual Coops, and with me for the 100th...
You have got the number right.
This is all staying in, dude.
It's all staying in.
You've not done 100 shows, Coops. Get it right. Come on.
Do you know what's crazy? And I've got my glasses on, and it's like I can't see. Right, let me do it. See, I love it. Everyone gets to actually see what it's actually really like, okay? Right, have you seen in the chat... Hard to believe you need 30 hours of editing. This is what it's really like.
See, Milo's not lying when he says about these edits.
Nice and smooth one, Milo. Yeah,
this will be seamless.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Incense Podcast. I'm Casual Coops, and with me, as always, for the 167th time, I still feel like I said that wrong, we have Pogo Milo UK, Ian Waterfall, and Masterful 27. Boys, we have some exciting news to rediscover tonight. And no, that news is not this being my last show, so don't get too excited, especially you, Ian. I can see you smiling already.
Smiler.
I'm expecting Ian to start cackling.
Yeah, literally a little witch cackle. But boys, how are we all?
I'm ready to rediscover in Pokemon Go and this podcast without a ginger bloke.
Yeah.
Newcombs, I was just reading Newcombs' comment as you read that out of how you are, and he said, over 160 shows and Coops is fifth.
Mate, it felt like that tonight, me trying to get through that introduction, eh? How many times did we have to do that?
It's funny you say that. We always edit all of our, let's say, mistakes out, or all of our false starts out.
What do you mean?
But because it's your last show, Coops, we're going to leave them all in.
It's just going to be a 10-minute cold open of me stuttering and stumbling over my own words.
It was getting close to the welcome back to the 167th attempt at this intro.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
everybody can hear what we've been dealing with for the last 3 years.
Not for much longer, but Ian Waterfall, how are you, my friend? How are you?
I'm all good, man. I'm all good. Sorry to see you go, but you've explained the reasons behind your decision to us.
I have.
But at least the shows will run a lot smoother from next week onwards.
Yes. And Milo, Pokemon, I should ask how you are, Mr. UK. Less editing. One less track to edit, bro. How does that feel?
Well, I would say it's a relief, but it's become customary recently with a lot of your absences, so it will be more like the norm.
True.
Really.
True.
In a real world, it is very sad to see you depart. We'll talk about that more genuinely. I think we'll be very monochromatic going forwards if we'd switch to video. There's going to be no orange on the screen.
Okay.
If you're ginger and you want to become a host of a podcast, just send us an email to contact at incensepodcast.com.
Bro, Marky is really doing this, bro. He's really doing this to me tonight, hey? Can you believe it?
You know it's done with love.
Congratulations now.
If we don't laugh, we're going to cry, mate. We are sorry to see you go.
Yeah. And Master27.
Mark's just Googling words to call ginger people. You can see him at it.
I'm just going to make a note, because this is obviously leading to Milo's second channel, Scrabble on the Go. And I was just trying to see how he let us monochromatic add in it and see if we better that tonight. But
with a double word score.
You'd have to rely on other people's tiles, unfortunately, to get that word on the board. But well done. Well done, Milo. Well done.
Yeah, solid.
I'm obviously gutted, Coops, because you balance it out with me and the two editors. You know, I felt like I could turn to you for a little bit of
football.
A little bit of understanding, but I'm football, yes.
Yeah. But it's gonna be 2-1 now, mate. Sorry about that, bud. It's it's gonna be Leeds versus Man City every week, unfortunately, with no support from me.
Oh, mate. But I'm going to ask you, Coops, because you must be buzzing after that fantastic victory at the weekend. How are you doing,
that fantastic
mate?
Intro.
Yes. Yeah. No, yes. No. I know you don't care, Ian and Milo, but Crystal Palace actually beat Liverpool. And in the
Coops,
football world,
yes.
that's quite a big deal.
To quote you from 3 years ago, nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares.
Okay, excellent. That feels like more 8 years ago, but yeah, fine. I'll let you have that one. No, but gents, I am good. I'm obviously happy to be here buzzing. It's going to be a great show full of laughs, banter, and a lot of love. But yes, to all the listeners, to everybody that's listening to this show, and if you haven't and you sort of skip this one, this is going to be a bit weird for you when you find this out in a few weeks. But I'm going to sort of talk about the elephant in the room a little bit later on during the show. I'm going to have my little moment, my little spotlight on me, just to sort of explain.
Spotlight hour.
But yes, as the boys have all said, yeah, spotlight hour.
Coop spotlight hour.
The younger spotlight hour.
But yes, as the boys and myself have touched on, boys, this is the serious part. I will just say now, this is going to be my last show with the Incense podcast. I am going to be leaving. The show is still going on with the three boys, Marky Boy, Milo and Ian. The Incense podcast is not going anywhere. But myself, Mr. Casual Coops, I am taking a step back from the show and I'm no longer going to be a part of the show for the sort of, can you say long-term foreseeable future?
Foreseeable future, I would say, because it's
never the point of no return, is it? You're stepping back for now and
you might apply for the role of Ginger Bloke.
Yeah. You could do, actually. Yeah.
See.
Contact incensepodcast.com if you want to apply.
Bro, chill with that. But yeah, not to go on in circles, I'm going to be talking about my departure from the Incense podcast later on in the show. And we've got some funny bits to sort of, you know, take the mickey, as we always do, because it is us on me leaving. But yes, that is not a lie.
Sorry.
That is not clickbait.
Steve from Norway in the chat said, couldn't miss Mr. Coops. Pokey AK has big shoes to fill when he joins. Oh, God.
Yes. If he applies, though, I'm pretty sure he's getting
declined. Newcombs has said for the fifth time on the chat, gonna miss you, Coopsie. So we'll give him a little shout out there. It was only twice.
Gonna miss you too,
Well, we've already got one applicant. Yeah, Coops, we've already got one applicant. Miss Tiggles has said, I'm Ginger, I'll apply.
Perfect, there you go.
And of course, we have opened up the chat on our Discord tonight as well, because obviously it is a special one. But yeah, we're going to talk about that later. For my last time ever, but remember, not for the podcast. The podcast is still here next week. We need to clarify that.
Got to clarify the podcast is still here button.
But yes, for my last ever time here on the podcast, I'm very grateful to say to all the listeners,
oi, you dirty dogs, drop your incense.
And I'm going to make an absolute mess out of this because it's been a fair few weeks. But what happens to me? So drop your incense, you play the jingle. And of course, yes, do not forget to tag us on any of our social media. All of that is just going to be at Incense Podcast. That's going to be TikTok, Instagram, and of course, our favorite X as well. And when you do tag us in your amazing shiny Weedle from the bug out event, if that's something that you want to share with us, then make sure you tweet us, like I said, at Incense Podcast. And of course, do not forget to hashtag the famous shinies of the week. And of course, you have to
clarify the spelling for me.
Aww.
Home Slice Henry, of course. Aww. I will. So that is going to be hashtag #shiniesofthweek. The reason for that is so we can sort of, it's a way that we as hosts can find your tweets to read them out into my favorite section of the show, hashtag shinies of the week. Gents, did I get everything right? Did I miss anything?
Well, you said TikTok. We've not done TikTok for about 3 years.
to be fair, when I said
that, when was last on?
Yeah, yeah, it's true, actually, yeah.
We did MySpace then as well, Coops. You missed that one off. Good going, mate. 8 out of 10. I'm going to rate your intro 8 out of 10. Guys, what do you think? Go around the table.
You know, for that beautiful smile, I'm giving him a 9, actually.
Ooh.
I'll join Marky in 8 camp.
Yeah. Never have a 10. You can never be perfect.
No one can ever get a 10.
I'm happy with that. Right. Let's see what you think about the question then.
Just tell me about you, mate. Just what's going on?
So, gents, my three favourite musketeers. Normally, we kind of know the getting to know you question before because it's on the show notes and we're aware, so we can have a little time to think about your answers. Or if I'm sending the show notes, you get 8 minutes before the show to think about your answer.
Or none at all.
And it was again tonight.
7 hours. But boys, your question is not actually on, because obviously I'm in my feels, it's my last show tonight, and I'm interested to know. So you're getting to know you question, and you're allowed to say, you can say whatever you want. I'm not going to start crying. What is the one thing that you're going to miss about me being on the show with you? Don't be too harsh. I'm in my feels.
In all honesty, though, and having done this podcast for over 3 years, there's been a whole range of things that you've brought into the show as the part of the quad. And it's obviously fluctuated over those years. But for recent memory, I think it will be the shock and surprise when you've actually played an event and we can get your opinion on something. Yeah. And it's just like, yes, Coops can have an opinion that isn't from 3 years ago.
GoFest Dortmund. Yeah.
So I remember that. Yeah. I remember that GoFest from Dortmund where Swablu was released.
Yes.
It is that though, isn't it, Milo? Because like every month it's like say, you know, oh, spoilers, sustainability week. It's like Coops picks on the one that happened 3 years ago, isn't it? Yes, sustainability week. Yeah, that's what's got a trubbish in it, hasn't it? That isn't shiny yet or something. Like, we're like, no. No, it's got streamers that can be shiny now, isn't it? Woo! That's spoilers.
But, no, I like that, mate. So when you ask that one question, you're like, and what about you, mate? You get so used to me saying I played it for 3 minutes. I like that. So you're going to, me playing events and actually having an opinion. I like that. Right. Genuinely. Ian, I'm looking forward to this. Actually, let me save Ian till last because I always look forward to this. The great white shark. Marky, what about you, mate? What are you going to miss?
I'm going to miss the fluidity of your intros of the shows. That's
the flawless.
This guy.
That's the Lars, isn't it, Ian? Flawless. Mm-hmm. Absolutely flawless.
Smooth operator.
Do you know what? I wrote down Germany as well on my thing. Don't know what that was all about, you and your...
Oh, we'll have to get Coops back at Christmas for the pub quiz.
I'll do that. I haven't got specifics. I think it's just you being you, Coops, because like, I've got metric measurements or something written down as well, like... diameters and things like that. I just think those, you just be Coopisms is what I call them. I'm just going to miss your Coopisms. And I think that's just you. And and I want that to now be a word. You know, it doesn't challenge monochromatic that Milo had said earlier, but Coopisms. I'm going to miss your Coopisms, mate.
In brackets, diameters. I like that.
That's universal measurement for Coopism.
Yeah.
And Mr. Waterfall, before we move on,
I'm actually doing two things I'm going to miss.
Okay.
So just being typically me, I'm going to do two things. The first thing, and the listeners that are listening to this now maybe have a little bit of a glimmer, but not to the extent that the four of us do. And I want to start this by saying the four of us, we're a family. You know, we are close, we are mates, and we are going to miss you. But the one thing I am definitely going to miss about you is the fact that you spend a fortune on upgrading your internet. You spend a fortune on everything, a new house. You've gone fiber. And yet you still can't hold an internet connection to record one of these shows.
It's going all right.
Poor life
tonight,
choices.
Though.
Is that what goes
so far, so good.
Do you know what's crazy? My last show, the one time I'm leaving, is actually doing all right tonight. It's the best it's done in months.
You know, it really is. It really is. And again, people don't hear that. But you've been sucked into the wormhole a few times since February, and that's the reason why, your internet connection. But genuinely, the thing I'm going to miss is your energy. And when you're here, everything is a joke, and you can find the funny side in anything. And yes, you will take things to the gutter sometimes, but so do we. So I'm actually going to miss your energy. The gutter. I'm going to miss your energy, dude, genuinely.
Appreciate that. No, I think we can all agree my bad Wi-Fi is something that you all won't miss. And I don't blame you. I do not blame you all one bit.
I know, but Milo's like secretly... your parents' house, terrible. The cupboard door was closed, so you got a wire, upgraded it. It worked a little bit. Then it went bad again. You moved in with your girlfriend.
I didn't care.
It was okay. It went bad. You upgraded it to like super fast, was it fiber optic cable? And it's still bad.
Yeah. Bad. I'm starting to think it's me.
So, Coops, I think we've got to ask this. What are you going to miss the most about us and the show?
Doing the show notes.
What, you mean he actually does show notes?
Stop it. You know what? Like, I know. Obviously, around Christmas time and New Year, when we get up to our anniversary, we do get a little bit sentimental like this.
Yeah.
And we do speak about this sort of stuff. I know it's not like a regular thing, but it is a really good question. It's for me, it's like the laughter. It's like the moments. And obviously, God, when you look back, I mean, it's still, when you say 167 episodes, that's crazy. Like when you actually really like take a sec to reflect on that number that we've been doing this, that's crazy. And for me, it's those moments where, you know, like the Charizard Y springs to mind, you know, it's those moments.
An OG.
Where, yeah. It's those moments where we just, someone says something, normally Marky, then someone says something else, and we joke, and it just gets to a point and we're all just howling. And then for the 10 minutes after the show, Milo's trying to be serious and give his opinion of an event, and me and Marky are still in the background, like cracking up at something that happened. For me, it's those type of sort of, you know, that the reason why we started this, right, that down the pub, that lad banter, you know, grown men acting like kids, talking about Pokemon and life, that real reason. Are we boring you, Milo? He's yawning.
He's literally yawning his head off.
Yeah. Milo, no, it's like, Milo, you're fun, aren't you? You are fun.
Yeah, I am fun.
but it's definitely one thing that I'm going to miss. It's those moments. I think that's fair to say. I think that's, you know, those, pretty sure if I could think.
We've had so many in-jokes over the years between the four of us.
We have. And not all of them made it onto the air.
No.
Most of them didn't make it onto the air.
True.
Yeah.
But boys, moving on from making this not about me anymore for at least 10 minutes. What we're going to do is we are going to talk about some Pokemon Go, the real reason that brought us all together and the real reason why we do this bloody show. We've got two things to talk about that has happened in the last week that I want to talk about. The first one being the 2024 Bug Out event. We said this before, we say this all the time, bug Pokemon are quite underwhelming. So I kind of actually feel quite sorry for the event before it's even started. Because when you say bug Pokemon, well, you know, you've got the Weedles, you've got... Yeah, you do, because, you know, they're not great. But how was everyone's bug out event? Is there anything major to share? Anyone get any shunders, anything like that? I did actually manage to... Shockingly, Milo, I did actually manage to play this. Say my bit. But yeah, if anyone wants to jump in, if anyone wants to jump in, how did sort of how did everything go for you on your hunt for the Weedles?
I mean, I'll give this event one thing, is that it's consistently bad in practice as well as on paper when we read it last week. So that's good. The impression that it gave was equal to what we received. Yeah, bug out, it's just very dull. You sort of are in the event, you think, I would rather have no event, honestly, instead of this, genuinely. When we talked about it last week and saying it's just all underwhelming, the one redeeming feature might have been the Wimpod in research tasks, but those research tasks were quite rare, so couldn't be bothered, frankly. There was the shiny boost.
That's coming from
two
you
different
as well.
Pokemon. Yeah. I mean, I love bug-type Pokemon. The shiny boost on Combi might have favoured a few people. I'm sure Vasa will talk about that soon. And Burmy, I just didn't really feel anything particularly fond for this event. It's just one of those things to think, you know, now it's a couple of days long, I'll chill, let it scroll on by for me personally.
To be honest, mate, I don't think we need to ask anyone else. I think we're all going to say the exact same thing.
I think we pretty much are. I mean, it's been one of the longer events at... Well, just like 5 or 6 days, and
too long.
It was slightly better than I was expecting, but the bar was set quite low. And yeah, Whitfield is right. I went into this only having one shiny Combi, which luckily was the female, but I did need another female and a male Combi. I got one. I didn't get both of the ones I needed, but it's a step in the right direction. Yes, go shiny Cricketer. I got one of those as well. And Woo-hoo. I've got to do this to Masterful 27 because he put a video out, well, today as we're recording this, on his YouTube channel about how excited he was to get Hundo Sir Waddle. He was buzzing, in fact, until I shot him down by my Nundo that I got. So, sorry, Marky, but...
well done to both
It was fairly underwhelming, but better than I expected.
Well, there's room in this world, or on this planet, for multiple amazing Sir Waddles, Ian. And I hope that other trainers caught our Hundo and Nundo Sir Waddles. And there's a little collection of them.
Marky, can I just butt in and say the way you changed the name to Hundo Waddle really cranked me up.
He was so proud when he did it as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. I was really laughing. Like, it was like Hundo Waddle. I was like, quite a bit. I suppose you could have yours as Nundo Waddle. I quite like that one.
I could if I named Mums.
All right.
You don't do
anyway,
that.
Anyway, do Ian doesn't do that, do you, Ian?
No. I just tagged them.
Oh, right. Well, I'm going to be really honest with you. I needed some of the things on this bug out event. So for me, there was a bit of a chase. It was actually quite nice. The weather's been better in the UK over the last weekend. It was nice to have an event running over a weekend. Again, it was all around the Mega Heracross, as we spoke about last week. We'll talk about that in a bit. But you know, my shiny look was mental for the event. I got 8 shinies.
That's because your hair's growing a bit more.
So far. It is growing a bit better. I got my second combi, but not the female one. So still need the female combi. Still 24 hours, I think we've got, haven't we, as we're recording?
At the point of recording, yes. Yeah.
At the point of recording, so that's good.
Yeah.
I've got a shiny, my first ever shiny bead drill.
Look at how excited Milo is.
Yeah, but Milo, we don't get the chance to play it all day, so for us it's a little treat for 40 minutes, isn't it, Ian?
Yeah. To be fair to Milo, he hasn't really been playing it for last week. He's been doing his bathroom in the flat.
He's probably played it more than I have.
What's it like to have completed the game, Milo? It
completed it, mate. I wanted the cutie fly and couldn't get it.
That was rare. That was pretty rare, to be fair.
But yeah, I got my shiny bead drill. Never had one before. In its evolved form on the research. That was a nice little bonus there. I like the fact that there was an encounter to get Shedinja, wasn't it?
That was a nice surprise. Very, very lucky.
That was a nice little surprise. And the Paris, which I don't think was a featured one, but I got that today. So that was a nice
Still need that shiny.
Oh, yeah. Research, mate. That's why.
I got it in the wild. But anywho, so it was an awful IV. But yeah, you know, the bug out event was hardly one to get excited about. However, what I would say in its defence is it was a bug out event. And I know we spoke about the frustration of not having a new bug shiny drop straight into it. We know that was all around the mega release. But yeah, it wasn't the worst event. I think, like as we've all said, you could dip in and dip out of it. It's going on long enough, which is probably not a bad thing if it slows the calendar down a little bit.
I think so. And before we jump over to Coots, Mark, a couple of shout-outs in the chat. Newcombs, I caught a shiny Weedle today. It made me think about Coops. And Kerry Young says, Zachary just got this shiny Dwebble off Incense.
Oh, nice.
Well, speaking of shiny Dwebble, funny that Zachary just got that because I actually, for the first time, I think in a very long time, I physically couldn't tell you the last time, but during this event, I actually got 2 shiny Dwebbles back to back. And that's not happened to me for ages. So I clicked on a Dwebble. It was shiny. I thought, oh, I've not got a shiny in weeks. And then
the last time that happened to you was Liverpool.
Shiny Swablu.
Probably, but yeah, I couldn't believe it. That's not happened to me in ages. But that was it. All I got was 2 shiny Dwebbles. But yeah, I agree. To put it bluntly, boring. For anyone out there that's watching Married at First Sight Australia, the character Lucinda, her dad, when he's you're boring. It's just boring. Don't know if you watch Married at First Sight, guys.
Yeah, we've watched it.
So, you know, when the dad, Lucinda's dad, he's like, it's boring. You're just boring. Yeah.
Milo, it's nice that they've got time to watch TV.
Yeah, they don't have to edit a podcast.
Exactly.
Milo's like, next week with Coops, I'll be able to watch loads of series. I'll start watching
Married at First Sight.
But anyway, I agree. Boring, boring, boring. So let's quickly go around the table, as we always do. Let's rate this event out of 10. Bit of a tough one because obviously, like we've said 100 times, it's a bug out event. I'm going to go, in my opinion, straight up 5 out of 10 for me. If anything, I was going to be mean and go 4, but I'm going to go 5 out of 10.
I'll be very mean and give it a 2 out of 10.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's harsh, Milo. 2.
Very bad.
That is really harsh. It's not that bad.
There's no new Pokemon, no new shiny.
No, he means it.
And it's just, there wasn't much that you really would want.
Cutiefly.
Barely saw it.
Yeah, Cutiefly was rare, but the Mega Heracross, in my opinion, was released smack bang in the middle of it.
That's part technically of it. Its own event.
Well, it was, but it's still in Raids now.
Because we're talking about, see, Coops' show notes, it's its own section.
I know, but it's technically part of it. I'm with Coops on this one. It's better than I expected. I can't. You call me a great watcher. I can't rate this a 2. It's not that bad. I'm going 5.
A 3.
And I got a couple of things I needed from it, so that was exciting. And like I said, it got me out and about enjoying the world. It's quite nice, actually. Like I said, when the sun's out, it's a bug out event. What more could it be? I'm not being funny. I'm not going to drop 7 new shiny bugs into an event and make it a new bug out super event. I'm actually going to give it a 7. I didn't hate it. Ooh, I actually 7. Liked it. I actually wanted to put the game on, and I wanted to get my Swaddle, because, you know, and I got my Hundo, so that was part of the bug out event. Yeah, I'm going to give it a solid 7 out of 10.
But as always, let's find out what our listeners think. So I've got one here from @MarkBailey, and this is on X. He said, got lucky with the Wimpod on the last day of the event, #shinies of the week, but not inspired to go out much at the moment, I think he missed go out much at the moment. I'm battling an annoying cough and cold. From the moment, Marky, it sounds like I am as well, mate. But female combi, as I don't have that, would be the star of the week. But mostly just been hunting the shiny, it's the Tapu Bundalenga to complete the quartet. Yeah, mate, I'll get better soon. And congrats on your shiny Wimpod.
Yeah, Lucy Davis kind of backs that. Female combi, definitely, as I have the male shiny, but wouldn't say no to another Wimpod or Dupida.
I'll pick one here from Tomcat. 1618, hunting the collection challenge Mons for the collection challenge. That's about it.
Refused to the tub, didn't even know this was one, so we'll read it out anyway. Dupider for sure. I haven't seen one spawn since its shiny was announced. Well, I didn't see one all event, and I played it, so interesting.
That was in the rare research task with Wimpod. It was either Dupider or Wimpod you got.
I've got another one here from Jasmine, @Jasmine. Appleby IG. I need that pink sparkly fly immediately. Yes, same. And I will not rest until I get one. I think she means the cutie fly.
I think she does.
Hope you got it. Julia Glass, who is going to New York Go Fest in the X name.
See you there.
For me, shiny female combi, cutie fly, Wimpod, and trash and sandy Burmese. Not much, but I'm not feeling much love for this event so far. So, needing quite a few things, but yeah, not feeling the vibe, which is fair, I guess.
And I've got to do this. Yeah. JB, gold tier patron, great person. Yes. Shuckle Juice, my favourite useless berry Pokemon.
And my final was great actually, I'm going to be 2 out on my final one because they've both got a similar thing there. Chicken Chaser 89 and Terry Boak, trainer level 50 from Canada. Chicken Chaser, still need Dupider. I don't understand why Niantic is making or milking that little spider so hard for people who couldn't get it from GoFest. And Terry Boak has said, I have not seen one Dupider. You have a different event where you are, just a blanket of Weedles. feeling that.
Hold on to your seats, because you're not going to believe it. Niantic really gave us Mega Heracross Raid Day 1 week, and then in the next, Bellsprout Community Day. But,
yes.
But which is better?
My competition. It's Bellsprout.
Yeah, this time last weekend we did have the Mega Heracross. So I feel like I keep saying that wrong. Mega Heracross Raid Day, which I genuinely participated in my local area. I cannot believe it. I even spun the ambassador Pokestop. I was that got on the campfire.
Oh,
I know,
God.
Ian. Can you believe
I actually
it?
Saw you online. It was lit up. Oh my God!
Did you actually?
Yes. I sent you a few raid invites. You ignored them.
If I'm there doing them in real life,
exactly.
Anyway,
I forgive you.
Yeah. No, you're fine. GoFest though, season send raids.
See you, Madrid Coops.
Yeah. See you there.
I'm sure Dax will be taking you as his plus one.
But yes, so I did manage to play. I was very, very lucky. I think I did about 7. I think 7 Heracross raids. Got one shiny, which was my first ever pink shiny, and I've got a feeling it was a spawn at one event that I've gone to, like a live event, and I really wanted it.
So London, I was very
London Go Fest.
Yes, probably was. Yes,
probably was.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I just remember it. I remember in my head being like, I want this. So I didn't get it then. But yes, I finally got my first ever pink one. It's amazing. And I already had a Hundo, so I've mega evolved that. And yeah, just another one to get to the top tier, the final excellent tier of the mega system. So thought it was a really good day. We actually, in the area, I'm not joking, I think we probably had, I'd say, about 50 people out, maybe just under, which I thought was quite a lot. And like I said, I didn't even realize we had an ambassador's Pokestop, which was cool. So we've got that now as well. So yeah, what about you, gents? How was your day?
We always say this. We absolutely love a raid day event. And this one, bringing in one of the better megas, I would say. Fantastic design. And I don't know, I'm harking back here to the early days of the podcast back in 2021. I got one of my shiny Heracross, one of my first ones, possibly my first one, when I was actually having food with Koopsy. We met up in Hyde Park. Yeah, remember? It was a GoFest Ultra Unlock. And I got a shiny Heracross and we were in Wagamama's.
Oh my God. And we filmed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
So, not a shiny that I needed.
Wackamamas, where all good stories begin.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, oh my God.
Looking back on fond times.
And you know what's funny? I've got a feeling that was back in the day I didn't have a camera and you'd lent me your spare camera, I think.
Yeah, your camera broke, I think.
Wow.
Oh my God, I still remember that. Yeah.
And you said,
yeah.
I didn't remember London Go Fest. See, I do remember stuff. See?
Only stuff from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's got slight to amnesia for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Podcast. Yeah.
For the raid day, my aim was simple, just to get maxed out mega energy. That's kind of what I wanted, because it was featured in London Go Fest, so got plenty of XL candy during that time, and managed to get a Hundo back in 21 as well. So it's like, let's max out on the Mega Energy, maxed out on the remotes. We did 36, 37 in-person raids because we had somewhat of a decent-ish crew out there, and obviously 37. It was pretty easy to take down. Yeah, we just smashed the loop. It was like 12 gyms or 11 gyms per loop. It was great. Lovely day, really lovely day for a raid day. And yeah, maxed out on the Mega Energy and even managed to do the Mega Evolution of the Hundo and a 93 Shiny in between. So still sat at 9999 Mega Energy. The best I picked up was a 98% from Alex Nexton over in Spain, which was quite cool. How many Shinies did they get in the end? I think I got like 6 Shinies in the end. So my Shiny luck for this mom was solid. They're available to trade if anybody didn't get them.
I didn't get the male Shiny.
I have a spare Vassa. Mm. Since it's you next.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got the shiny eventually. And no joke, I was going around with 5 other people. And in 18 raids, nobody got a shiny. We were literally wondering whether it had actually been switched on in the UK because nobody got a shiny.
You messaged me.
Till we walked past somebody and I messaged Milo. I'm like, dude, are you getting shinies? And he completely ignored the message until about 10 o'clock that night. So, cheers, mate.
He's busy.
He's busy, yeah.
It's what you do. Don't disturb.
I do the same. I'll let you off. I did eventually get the shiny, which was 3 raids before the end of the in-person raid day. And it was the female one, which I don't need because I'd already got like 4 or 5 other ones from London Go Fest, New York, etc. So, got the one I didn't need, but do need to say thank you to Andrew Wolverine, you're in the chat, because you did send me a remote invite, and I did get a Hundo from that. So I've got a Florida Hundo.
Oh, nice.
So thank you very much for that one. That will be getting maxed out at some point.
So you technically got it from its own region.
And I need to equal Whitfield's Flex, and I'm sure Mark will as well. I maxed out on the Mega Energy very quickly, and it's so annoying when you do that. And it's like, you're not getting any Mega Energy because you already have the maximum amount. Yeah. Like, don't rub it in. But I love a raid day. I think everybody loves a raid day. And yeah, we're getting to the point with megas now where we're getting the good ones. And
yeah, camera ups.
The camera will be coming up. Yeah, so I think that's an okay mega, Milo. I don't know if you're taking the mickey, but I think that's actually an okay mega.
Yeah, I've got my Hundo ready to go.
So anyway, mega connoisseur, what about you?
I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to probably go against everything you three have said about this event. As someone who's got both shinies, male and female, from GoFest, which I was very fortunate to get. And I happily traded a couple of them to people who hadn't got them. I think potentially this was probably one of the most expensive shinies ever released into the game for people who don't live out in Florida when it originally came around in raids. In the early days. And they aren't a winner because it's a great shiny. I get it. This is one of the premium shinies in the game. However, I didn't raid it hard at all. I didn't have a motivation to raid it hard at all. I did a few. You know, you could solo it if you wanted to do it in person. Didn't need to go out with a group of people to play it. Also on a Saturday. Saturday's a bit more trickier when you've got other things going on in life. Really didn't feel the buzz for it. Like it. Nice mega. Don't see why 9999 mega energy is a amazing thing to have. Because it's
not. It's just a flex. And I knew Whitfield would, so it was a mission.
I know. But it's energy you're never really going to use. It's just going to sit there.
It's never going to drop below 9999 for me.
That's what I mean. It's like never going to get there. Like, I get it if you've got 100 and you want to power it up, but yeah, you only need one. You don't need a squad of these. I got 98%, which was nice. But as I said, as someone who doesn't really mega or max mega Pokemon, that's just the way I play it. I always forget to do it. There we go. That's not dissing it, by the way. It is a solid mega Pokemon. Lovely to see my remote raid button lighting up all the time I was on the game. But sorry, I didn't join many remote raids. I just didn't want to spend the money on it. Didn't see the need to.
Mate, don't feel bad. I said the exact same thing. And I know we've just spoken about the bug out event, but I've just loaded up my game and on my like map there was a Caterpie, a weed on a Wurmple. It just really made me laugh.
That was the spotlight
out of man. Yeah.
But yeah, no, so yeah, I was just literally the same as you guys. I know I've said it briefly before, but yeah, absolutely loved it. What are we giving this? I know very different raid days to community days to events. I know they're completely different way of playing. What's everyone rating this as a raid day? For me, I'm going to be honest, the weather definitely affected it as well because the sun was out and I was loving life. So I'm going to have to give this, it's probably a little bit higher than I normally would, but I'm going to give this raid day an 8. I'm seeing loads of people out. Sun was shining, brand new mega. And you guys know I genuinely love a mega. I'm giving this an 8.
Yeah, I'd sit there and that camp with you on the 8 out of 10 factor. Raid days are good. It's a quality mega, the top tier bug type forever, I think, basically, unless some new Pokemon gets added from Gen 47.
Mega Swaddle.
Mega Swaddle, whenever that's coming in. Good chase, and the thing with a raid day is most people capitalize on it and then don't touch the mega afterwards.
Well, you do it once a week, then you just take your bet, you level up, and then leave it alone.
Well, the Mega Evolution, I meant the actual raid boss.
Oh, yeah. Which is funny, actually, because since Mega Heracross Raid Day, I've had so many invites still getting sent through to me for it.
Nope.
Affectionately, I have actually jumped into a couple of them. So, in fact, Mr. Barrow sent me one the other day.
I did.
Yes, and I jumped into it with him.
Me and you were on our own.
We were.
We did, yeah. Yeah. Was it shiny for you, Ian?
It wasn't.
No, but it wasn't for me either. That was probably my last one, actually.
Never again.
So, but I agree with what Milo said, and Coops, I love a raid day. It's a great mega. Because I was getting so frustrated with not getting the shiny, even though I didn't need the shiny, it made me want to raid it even more because I was determined I was going to either run out of money or run out of raid passes or get a shiny. And perseverance paid off. I did get the shiny. It's a great one. I love the raid day. I'm giving it an 8. I think it was a solid event. Love a raid day.
Very good. Well, I'm not going to give it an 8. So that'll break the little trail of 8s, unfortunately.
Ruined it.
7.9.
No. Like I said, I didn't really play the event. It didn't draw me in. It wasn't something that I needed to go hard because I had one of each. And like I said, am I going to be using Mega Heracross how I play the game? No, I'm not. I will give it a solid 7 out of 10.
Can we just edit that so
solid.
It says 8?
Yeah. What number comes between 7 and 9, Mark?
No, we've got the clip of him saying, I'm not going to give it an 8.
Oh, yeah, we just shot, yeah.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
We'll just cut the nut out. I'm going to give it an 8.
We're a factual podcast. We're not silenced. We don't edit it. Oh, no, we do edit it, so we heavily edit it.
Ian, you need to just do it so it's really badly done. So it's like, I get 8.
I will donate.
And before we move on from all this bug chat, because it's probably the most I've ever spoken about bug Pokemon in my whole entire life, let's find out what our listeners thought of this raid day. So Lee Bancroft said, I did one to get the energy and that was it. I don't need the shiny. So a cheap day for me. Congrats on not spending any money, Lee.
You can do that. You can just do the one raid, get 200 energy and then just do it easily.
Five free raid passes. You could have done five free ones.
Come on, B. For goodness sake. I'm going to pick one from KiwiSteve007. Pretty happy with this one and has been a good event overall. None of the raids I did had extra spawns turn up. Oh my God. I on the day, I was so confused why there was a timer at the side of the map. And I was like, and it said extra spawns. What the earth is it talking about? Yeah. Others I talked to said it was a hit and miss, but that it wasn't anything special anyway. The timer did work correctly on Friday's Tapu Bulu and today's Entei, but he managed to nab a 98% shiny Heracross, which is nice. Yeah,
Pokemon Go Hub's kitty Pokemons are lots of 15 raids, no shinies, or good IV. But I did five of those as solos, which I was excited about. And it's nice when you can solo a raid boss like this because it's impressive. GG's.
JB's beaten Ian, I think, here, which is impressive. 42 raids with bad IVs and no shines.
Oh, JB, dude.
My luck was bugged.
Ouch.
My luck was bugged. I love it.
My luck was bugged.
I've got another one here from Edu in Japan. They say, loved it. Met with two of my friends, did 32 raids and got five shinies and a hundo on my last raid. There's nothing like a clutch hundo, man. Congrats.
Good going.
Getting it on the last raid is the best feeling in the world.
It's not, but it's close.
it feels close.
Listen, when you've been car raiding in a raid all day. Oh, you mean. Okay, I get what you mean.
Reading Barb's reply at Barb's1989, none while the event was on because I was working. Did three remotes later, which gave me one shiny. Would have been a nice event if I could actually participate. It's a 3-hour window. Yeah, that's true. But congrats on nabbing a shiny in those three remotes afterwards.
Yeah, Lucy Davis said, did loads of raids and gained just over 1 million XP. GGs. I'm even closer to level 50 now. About 200,000 to go. Hopefully you've done that by now, Lucy. Got five shinies and rare candy XL. Almost every raid. One raid, I even got two.
Yeah, I was going to say, breaking news, Lucy has hit level 50. Yeah, that happened a couple of days ago. So well done for hitting level 50.
Welcome to the club. Oh, yeah, I think I said that actually to her. Yes.
And I'm going to finish it off with David Silverman. 34 in-person raids in 2.5 hours with four shinies and a decent amount of rare candy XL. That's something we haven't spoken about, was the boosted candy XL. Overall, a fun event. Nice one. Well done, David.
And from the live YouTube chat right now, gents, from the Discord, Hermes Ninja said, I love the raid day, love the candy XL drops, didn't love the lack of Heracross XLs. yeah. I've got one level 50 hundo. Oh, wow, already. One level 50 shiny six, but still need to power up more.
There you go. Army of Heracross coming in.
yeah.
Army of level 50 Heracross. And Kerry Young has said, I did 18 raids, three shinies. That's a solid ratio. One shiny was 14, 14, 14. Solid.
Absolutely. So great feedback from everybody. And it seems, on the whole, other than Mark, everyone enjoyed the raid day.
Didn't say I didn't enjoy it.
It's true.
That's true. Well, Marky, I'll tell you what you will enjoy.
It is. It's the news.
Sorry, you want... okay, let's just... for Koops.
It is the news.
Yeah.
He does like that.
Oh, you can see Mark's face light up. But while Koops has disappeared into that ultra wormhole, we're going to talk about a new ultra beast that's going to be dropping... Sorry?
For hydration.
For hydration. The hydration station.
Hydration hole.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We touched on it last week, but news has dropped that Necrozma will be dropping for Pokemon Go Fest 2024 this year. And they've not released an awful lot of information. You click onto where it says click here for more information. Still nothing comes up, really. But yeah, Necrozma will definitely be coming Go Fest 2024, debuting in just a few weeks in Sendai.
Yeah, that's the thing. It goes across all three of the in-person locations and global. And Ian, it will be shiny.
It will be shiny. And according to Pokemon Go Hub, it should have a max CP. I think Mark touched on this last week, of 4163. Yeah. So it's going to be a powerful Mon or Ultra Beast. So looking forward to that. And the shiny one does look great.
It's a nice sort of cobalt blue.
Mm. Yeah.
Isn't it? I guess sort of talking about the Ultra Beasts at GoFest, we missed this annoyingly for last week's show just by a hair, really. So there are Ultra Beasts coming to all four of the different Go Fests, and it might be worth saying what's going where. It does sound a bit more simple when you say it compared to what the infographics are saying.
The infographic just looks messy.
A cluster, you know what, is best to describe it. So
that's why I've given you this bit.
I'm the best at explaining this sort of thing.
Jokes aside, though, I did see it and I was like, that makes zero sense. And I'm quite
So,
I'm not going to say intelligent man, but I'm quite switched on.
It's a bit confusing, but it makes sense if you've played the game when the Ultra Beasts were around in 2022 and they were region locked. So in Sendai Go Fest, you'll be able to find Guzzlord, Nihiligo, and Katana, Necrozma, and what will also be a new shiny, Zerkatry, plus a question mark.
Stack Attacker.
Depending on that or Bucephalon, which one, which hemisphere. The other.
Because
the rumor is they're going to be divided east and west. So we'll have to see which one goes where. But there's basically going to be six different Ultra Beasts in the raids there. Now, Madrid, and you'll notice the only difference here for now is Feromosa is switched in instead of Zerkatry. That's because of the region lock. Zerkatry is in APAC. Sadly, we get lumped with Feromosa here in the EMEAI.
Is that how it was released last year for GoFest?
Yes, exactly.
But people go into Madrid.
That's how it was released in 22 for GoFest.
It is worth
that's a bit disappointing for the people going to Madrid. I would have loved Zerkatry.
All the Ultra Beasts have quality shinies, but
Feromosa is a nice shiny. Nice shiny. It goes black. The body goes black. It's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And Vasa, this would be quite good for us. In New York City, we will be getting much the same, except Buzzwole will be our Ultra Beast in that region, as opposed to Zerkatry in APAC and Feromosa in the EMEAI region.
We're going to be raiding Whitfield.
Damn,
we need to
right.
buy the Raid Lover.
Yes, 100%. Now, for global...
Listen to them. You can hear them, can't you?
Hang on, we're going to be raiding in Madrid, Mark.
Oh my God. mention that. You go, oh, look at
I'm
this,
just not
New
a
York.
Big Feromosa fan, that's all. I do love Buzzwall.
And me as well, Mark. Ian, I'm coming to Madrid.
You said you were going to tell us later. Shh.
Sorry.
Is the later now?
Is the later now? Yeah, go on.
No, sorry.
Announce. Go.
Announce it.
Good news. I'm coming.
What?
I'm coming to Madrid too. It's official. I put my flight. I'm actually coming to Madrid as well. So, yay, I'll see you guys there.
I won't see you there. I'm sorry.
Hashtag sponsored.
That'll be when I'm on the next show. I'll be you, Milo. I'll come in and I'll replace you.
If you're in Madrid, we're going to get you on the show for the live recording.
Yeah, no, it'll be funny. But no, I'm definitely going to be there. So yeah, shiny Feromosa, come to me, boy.
It should be good. This is where it can get a little bit confusing. So,
wishy-washy.
When's that releasing in Pokemon Go? Come on.
I don't know, but it's just a perfect opportunity to say that word, and it means something. Yeah.
So Global has listed, was it 9 different Ultra Beasts? So there's Katana, Celesteela, Nihiligo, Necrozma, Zerkatry, Feromosa, and Buzzwole, plus 2 sets of question marks. And the reason for that is, don't get all excited, people, is that obviously it's a global Go Fest, so Buzzwole, Zerkatry,
depending on where you are in the world,
in their regions, and Katana and Celesteela are going to be locked into the northern and southern hemispheres. And we don't know which one's going to go where at the moment, but the Cephalon and Stack Attacker will go into the east and western hemispheres wherever they go. That's why Sendai, Madrid, and New York all have Katana in them, and there's no Celesteela at those live events because they're all in the northern hemisphere. So there we go. But it's an Ultra Beast frenzy, boys, and all can be shiny, which is just insane.
I don't mean to interrupt, but and I'm not taking the mic out of you, but jokes aside, the way that you explain that, I actually thank you, because I didn't get it, but
that's,
thank you.
That's okay. That's genuinely, it is article mess.
Wow. That was a few claps there, wasn't it? Well done, Milo. Well done.
Grazie.
People be remote, won't it? People be remoting for these events anyway. So
word to the warning of that.
Oh, you might not get shiny eligible.
You won't have a shiny potential if you remote into the raids for the newer shinies. I think the ones that
that's
have been shiny. Oh, for LA.
Yes.
If you remoted to LA, you wouldn't be able to get the shiny Palkia and Dialga. So for the in-person events, folks, if you're not going and don't have a ticket to either Sendai Madrid or New York City, wait for Global. The only ones that will be shiny will be the ones that have been released globally before. So that will be Nihiligo, Katana, and Guzzlord.
I forgot the Guzzlord could be shiny. When I saw it first, I was like, oh, yeah, they will be made shiny then.
I'm going to do an Ian here, but shiny Guzzlord looks a little bit like Koops.
It does, actually.
Ginger beard.
Yeah.
Only when it's angry, though.
Guzzlord's a lot better looking than me, though.
Guzzlord looks like Koops when he needs a drink.
Yeah, it's angry.
Yeah, like right now.
Right now.
Right, well, gents, we're quite far into the show. We've not played a game yet. And of course, because it is my last show that I'm going to be featuring on for a very long time here on the podcast, of course, the game lord, Pogo Marley. Sorry, did someone just go...
All the callbacks are coming tonight, dude. And it wasn't even me this time.
Tonight's about me, boys. Sorry about that. Sorry, not sorry. But of course, the game lord from last week, Pogo Marley UK, decides to play my most hated game.
Hang on, your most hated game. Do you want me to play every jingle?
We would put an old soundbite in, but
yeah, we can't anymore. Not PG. We can't put it in. Not PG.
Mm. I should say that. Now I'm leaving. You're not allowed to play any of my jingles. You've got to sing them, Ian. Imagine Ian singing "Happy Shiny Pokemon." I can't.
Ian. Or Mark shouting "Sneak it in."
Sneak it. Ian, did you not hear Milo say, imagine Mark shouting, sneak it in? Like, who ever sneak it in?
Sneak it in is going to be retired gracefully and never mention the game. Yes.
I should have done that game just to take the mickey. 100%.
To be fair, I think Coops, we all forgot about that, didn't we, till just then, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it's still on. Hang on. Just for old time's sake.
Does it say, are you sure? Does it say, are you sure? Are you sure?
Please. Sneak it in! Oh, God. Sneak it in! Is that actually... Shiny happy Pokemon. Yo, you did it twice, bro. Shiny
happy Pokemon. I like that one. It has a summer vibe to it.
Chasing tail. Chasing tail. Tail to chase. It's chasing the tail.
There's been a lot of games we don't play anymore, aren't there?
Yeah, I haven't prepared for all of these.
Find your dicks, man.
Goodness me, are there any more, Ian?
I think they're the ones that say Coop's vocal. Hang on, let's get back to where we should be.
What's the backlet? It's after all that, we're coming back to this game. Oh, my goodness me. But, Coops, I did a bit of homework, and this is What the Ducklet, as you said not so gracefully before we started recording, the remix. I saw this done roughly, a silly Pokemon quiz, but done really inaccurately on Instagram. I can't remember the user, but I'm going to read a sort of Pokedex description entry that I have roughly written about the Pokemon. They're very vague. They're almost like a cryptic clue, as it were, to the Pokemon name. And I'm going to give you a couple of chances each to see if you can figure out what these are. They may be easy, they may be hard.
So wait a second. Can I just confirm? So even though we can never guess the actual description, you're now going to make up your own ones, right? Just to confirm. Okay.
Yes. Okay. They are sort of like riddles in a way that lead towards the name of a Pokemon. So we'll see how you do. I think we're going to go first to 1 point on this one, just in case it goes horribly wrong. Let's start with a fun one. Well, they're all going to be fun, I think.
If it's first to one, how are we going to do multiple ones?
If we tap out.
No, I'm going to give you a second.
You've got a flaw in your logic there, Whitfield.
I mean, let's see how round one goes, shall we?
I am fun.
Exactly.
Did you see his little face? He literally looked into his computer screen and he literally went, fun. These are going to be fun. These are going to be really fun. I promise they're going to be fun.
That's the title of his notes document.
That is the notes name. Drop the Duck at the Fun remix.
I am fun. I am.
Keep saying it. You'll believe it.
It's not I Am Legend. It's I Am Fun.
Little Sparkle said in the chat, everyone. Little Sparkle said 2 points. Have ambition.
2 points. Okay, Little Sparkles will do that. 2 points. The winner is the person who gets 2 points first.
Oh, Milo, you are so funny.
See? Fun. Oh. Right there. So
right there. That is it. Right there. Yeah,
that 1 second, fun.
Yeah. It might be edited out. I don't know. This Pokemon is something that vegans love to have on their toast.
Tofu. Ooh.
Is that a Pokemon?
Smallow.
Oh, Sandy.
Incorrect.
Sandy Gas.
It's going to be like an avocado. Incorrect. So is it like Smoliv?
Incorrect.
I just said that.
Oh, did you? Oh, sorry. So I'm delayed.
Ian just said that, I should say.
Phoebus?
Yeah.
Vegan. Incorrect. Yeah.
Oh, no. Sometimes people have salmon on the...
vegans, no, remember.
Vegans that don't eat anything. But, yeah.
Magikarp.
Incorrect.
No, vegans.
This is good. I like this.
One more guess each, because there's quite a list. Come
Swaddle.
On. Swaddle on toast.
No, you put Swaddle in the grind. That's for a good time later.
Yeah, oh, my God.
That's the lettuce Pokemon,
that's a different
isn't
type
it,
of toast. Incorrect.
Just imagine a Swaddle brownies.
Oh, yeah. No, good points. Think about this. Let's work together on this, right? It's got to be something which is edible, and it's got to be something that isn't meat-based. A Pokemon.
This Pokemon is something that vegans...
Vanillite.
Both incorrect, I'm afraid.
Well, Vanillite, no, because ice cream isn't... sometimes it's vegan, I guess.
Yeah.
It's vegan-friendly, Vanillite.
Do you want me to tell you?
No! Yeah!
Bulbasaur.
Incorrect. Sue, incorrect with fungus.
Very good.
But good thinking about mushrooms. Molo. Incorrect.
Oh, Ian, you're getting that mushroom.
No. We've got to think, guys. We've got to think something more grassy.
You've got to think laterally with this.
What's a toast Pokemon called?
Toasty.
Toasty evolves into the toaster.
It's got to be like a jam Pokemon. Is it a jam one?
Yeah, no, it's probably, honestly, it's like green.
I will say it's a play on the Pokemon's name. It's nothing to do with the actual Pokemon itself.
Oh.
Oh, it might be something stupid like Mewtwo.
Mewtwo on toast.
Bulbasaur.
Incorrect.
Hold on, we get this.
Little Sparkles, Cherubi, I'm afraid incorrect, but good guess.
Eggimon?
I'll tell you what.
No, because vegans can't do eggs.
I know.
Tell us, mate. Tell us the answer, and then we can think about this and use this as like an example going forward, because I'm lost.
So, this Pokemon is something that vegans love to have on their toast. The answer is, of course, Butterfree.
Right.
So
Butterfree doesn't have dairy. Very good.
Yeah.
So technically, we were completely on the wrong lines at all. So I'm glad we did that.
Although, if we're going to go
Butterfree, Butterfree.
Butter isn't vegan.
Yeah. No, but it's free. It's Butterfree.
Yeah, Butterfree.
Yeah, it's butter like. Yeah. How do they like their toast? Butterfree without bits.
Butterfree.
Yeah.
This is good news. I might be Ian.
Yeah.
Well, with this sort of logic, you might.
Naming fish. Okay.
But remember, it's fun.
Yeah. This is
next time. This Pokemon could quite easily get a job as a pizza delivery driver. Fun. This is fun.
This Pokemon could get a
Marmite Mon, Paul. Love
so what
that.
Was that. What was it, Ian? I'm sorry, Milo. I was getting confused with all the fun going on.
This Pokemon could quite easily get a job as a pizza delivery driver.
So I'm thinking...
Varum.
Good guess, both of you, but I'm afraid wrong.
It's going to be something to do with a...
Thanks, Miss Tiggles. Appreciate the help.
Vavaroom.
Good guess, going with the V8, but no, incorrect.
Is it going to be... No. It's going to be something like...
Again, think of the Pokemon name...
Yeah, Milo, we've got to get through about 800, which...
No, that's not one, is it? It's a Pokemon called Dave.
Dave?
Dave. Yeah, the Pikachu from London Go Fast.
Dave the Pikachu.
Dave the Pikachu.
From London.
Incorrect.
He did get into a car that had a domino on top of it.
I think Milo's original thing of get first to one was probably the best idea.
Yes,
I did warn you all, but you said nah. No, Milo, be more fun.
You are too fun. You be careful.
Yeah, I was thinking domino as well, Sue. There's no domino Pokemon.
So this Pokemon could be a pizza delivery man.
Trubbish.
It's going to be something like
Trubbish is a good answer, but incorrect.
Oh.
I like Dwayne's thinking Cyclizar from Gen 9, but no, incorrect. Not the
because I was thinking more like a moped. Motorbike. I was thinking more like a bike.
You're
like
along the right lines, Coops, but
am I
not?
You're thinking
not
about a Pokemon.
Is there
thinking.
A bike Pokemon? Or like, is there?
Driving, like it's like transport, isn't it? It's going to be
transport
like,
for London.
Delivering your the Elizabeth line.
No. Oh,
TFL.
Deliveroomon.
Deliveroomon.
Oh, Grubhub.
Incorrect.
Oh,
but good thinking.
I should have won that one.
No, because it's wrong. Why should you have won that one?
It's not wrong. Milo made this up himself. Right. There is no wrong or right answer.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is complete trial and error with this.
Carbink.
I love the answers that Mark is taking from the chat.
I am.
But Rapidash and Carbink, both incorrect. Rapidash, good shout.
My pizza delivery guys over here aren't rapid, and they definitely don't dash.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Are they slowpoke?
I'm trying to think of like...
Slowbro.
I'm trying to think of like Deliveroo. Is there a Pokemon with Roo in it, which I'm trying to...
Spinda.
Spinda.
How long it takes
love
to get our pizzas.
Incorrect. I love how
mills.
Ian hit the wrong answer.
I can tell by Milo's reaction. He's like, really, I can't believe they're not getting this. This game's fun. Why don't they see
no,
it?
No, I honestly don't expect you to get these at all.
Is there a Pokemon that wears a hat? Good one. Okay,
yeah, all costume Pikachu.
That's it. Pikachu riding a moped with a domino bag.
It's like Cluedo.
Sorry.
He said correct. Correct. Yes, 1 point.
Well done, Coops.
It's not. It's not right. Sorry. Oh. I wanted to give you false hope.
Come on. Give us another clue. Or
yeah, give us another clue.
Break our will a little bit more.
I'll give you two clues in one. This is a Kanto Pokemon.
Oh, is it?
That
okay.
begins with R.
Rayquaza.
That's not Gen 1.
It said Kanto. It says Kanto, and you
sorry,
said
Coops, name a Kanto. Go on, Coops. Name a Kanto Pokemon. Rattata.
Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur.
Rattata is right.
What?
How is that even a pizza delivery person?
Because it sounds like a motorbike.
Yeah. Rattata.
That is tenuous.
Leave it out. Leave it out.
So Marky wins.
It's
so tenuous, seriously. I'm sorry, it was fun.
Wait. First to two, Vasa.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me a moped like or sounds like it goes rat tat 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 tat.
Coops, I'm with you, man. Seriously.
It does around here.
No wonder you're leaving tonight with games like this.
Ian.
I want to make it extra special.
Ian, can I just draw your attention, please?
That's a stretch, bro.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, we're having fun. Yes, sorry. Yeah.
Right,
yes.
Come on, yeah, we're having fun. So let's have one more.
The stretch is real. One more. Okay. This might be a bit more interesting.
bit more fun.
Okay, I'm going to give you a choice. Actually, no, I can't give you a choice because it would just give stuff away, obviously.
Do you want to go for Pikachu or do you want to go for Bulbasaur?
Let's go with this one. This Pokemon can offer excellent support around the chest.
Oh, Kevlar vests. Mon.
Incense Podcast branded stamp vest.
Kevlar Mon.
Unfortunately incorrect.
Is there a bra
the chest,
Pokemon?
It's going to be...
I was
thinking the same. Like, is there?
I bet you were.
No.
What did you say, Ian? What was? I missed.
Is there a bra Pokemon?
You're correct. Abra.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
Ian, well done.
He has a point.
Damn. Is it a bra Pokemon? Abra. Very clever. That's
genius.
A draw. good game. Yeah.
So do you want one for the decider?
Unless Kev gets it.
Yeah, go on.
No, I'm definitely, even if I know the answer, I'm not saying it.
Coops' final show is going to be a 2-hour, but let's just do it.
Coops.
Okay.
Come on,
so,
Coops.
Since we did LA Sinnotaur, all right, this Pokemon missed its flight from Los Angeles and has to sleep at the airport.
Well, I didn't do LA Sinnotaur, so that's a bit exclusive, not inclusive. Thanks, Milo.
I hope you'll get this mark in that case.
Wait, say it one more time. Say it one more time.
So this Pokemon missed its flight from Los Angeles and has to sleep at the airport.
Noctowl.
Incorrect. Good guess, though.
Snorlax.
Correct.
Oh, LAX. I like it, yeah.
Because you snore at LAX.
Yeah. That, you see, that's a good one. That was
that's
fun.
That's a good one.
That's a that good guess.
Fun. That was fun. I like that
was
one.
Really.
So Marky
really
does win with two
fun.
Points.
Milo, that was good, actually. Snore LAX International. Like that.
Thank you, boys. It was a roller coaster of. Love, hate.
Chicken Chaser said, this game is pretty sick, my guys. He's got the thumbs up from Chicken Chaser.
Yas. What the ducklet, the remix. I've got so many waiting. So just you wait, boys. Mark,
well, the next time we roll this game out, will be when the next person leaves.
You're doing like, Coops, you laugh, right? Coops, you laugh in like 3 months' time. They'll play it and I'll be like, why are we playing this one? Who's leaving? They'll both look at me with those eyes and go, it's you, Mark.
And then you'll be like, this isn't my idea of fun. It's you, Mark.
It's the news.
So we've got some more news. We've got some exciting news, actually. dropped a nice little trailer across social media. Gave the impression that they were starting to release the Kanto Pokemon into the game. But no, I'm only joking with you. Rediscover has been dropped in Go. And this is going to give people, trainers around the world, new ways to express yourself, enhanced visuals, and a Go snapshot upgrade. Now, as before, I read through the details, would like to say some people are experiencing some of this already, but these are dates.
Us, yeah.
Where
hashtag
everybody,
us. Yeah.
Hashtag us, where people are going to join that journey. And by the end of it, everybody is going to have the same gameplay experience. Let's hope it doesn't keep crashing. But anyway, the thrill of Pokemon Go, yes, you can experience the thrill of it like it's never been seen before with our latest forced updates. And I doesn't say that. And don't worry, Samsung Galaxy S20 Pluses will still be okay to play the game on it, even if they put all this into it. But you can discover a fresh new look with updates to the game, in-game, encounter screens, battle screens, and more, which will be tailored to your locations. From lush forests to bustling cities, tropical beaches to rugged mountains, you can immerse yourself in the diverse landscapes within Pokemon Go. And who knows what Pokemon from Kanto await you on your journey.
Oh, no.
It doesn't say that, however, but we kind of feel like it's like edging towards that. There are avatar options, and the Style Shop have also received updates allowing you to express yourself with more customization options than ever before. Hashtag, please let us have beards, exclamation mark.
Ginger ones.
Plus, take your... You laugh in the shop, come here, be a ginger guzzled face mask and be coming from a gang fest. Plus, I think the one that we're all excited for, because it's something we haven't seen yet in the game, but take your Pokemon photography to new heights. We have our updated Go Snapshot experience, which now allows you to include up to 3 Pokemon in a single photo. Well, that sounds a bit, okay, feels like we've been there before. But anyway, let's get London Worlds out of my head. We're going to go through the dates and when all this is going to be coming to the game. So by the 17th April, it would have dropped by the time that this show is released. You will all have the ability to rediscover yourself. Obviously, these will become unlocked on the website as these dates come around. That is the first thing, and that's going to happen. Well, it would have happened already, as will the day after you listen to this. The big bulk of updates are going to be coming. So if you listen to this on the day we release our episode, you'll be able to rediscover your world, and you'll be able to, oh my God, rediscover Kanto.
No!
No!
Yes! This is fun. This
That's
is
why
Chris
is really leaving the show. He really wants to focus on the Kanto event.
Yeah. I was going to say, my avatar's going to be in-game.
I'm sorry, I love the fact that Milo's carried on playing his game in the chat on YouTube. Yes. I was wondering what everyone was guessing Pokemon in there. I thought they were naming Kanto Pokemon for some reason. There's a lot more fun. There's a lot more fun ones in the chat. Available the 7th of May. Not the 5th of July. I love the way they put the dates around on these sites. 7th of May, rediscover your reality. And that one is very much going to be involving the photography AR. So listen, we're very fortunate here in the UK because we have got access to the improved gameplay world, the rediscover your world. Today, I loved the pink colours in the trees. It looked very autumnal, very spring-like actually going into summer. And I can also confirm that depending on which direction I click on a Pokemon from where I live, because I've got fields on one side of where I live and town on the other side, does vary, the backdrop varies on which side
on
Pokemon,
so
that's quite cool.
Yeah.
But can we agree, guys, unlike Koops' comment that he made a few weeks ago, it does look different, doesn't it, with the update?
Koops said it did look different.
That's what I mean.
Okay, I was probably in a bad mood. I was just saying it's not game breaking. That's all what I'm saying. And I think.
No, it's good. We don't want it to break the game.
Definitely not. It is a bit glitchy though, isn't it? Because obviously it's not come out sort of worldwide yet. I think
it's been in
obviously
beta.
With this announcement, Marky Boy, you're completely bang on. They did hype it up. And I think a lot of people are saying level 60. And I was thinking, no, not now.
People are level, thinking level 60 or like grants. AR and so forth.
But. Yeah, but I think from the advert and from obviously the article, it's pretty clear that obviously one of these is going to be the avatar updates. And then the next that we've got. And then the other ones is going to be like we're saying about the background and about sort of the changes. Exactly what you're talking about now. And yes, that's all I'll say. It does look better. I take back what I said. It definitely looks better. Makes it look a little bit more real. But yeah, I apologise. Just to me, it doesn't sort of game breaking is all I'm saying. That's all I meant by that.
Yeah, I get what you mean. And I mean, yeah, fair enough. They've got to generate some social media hype and all of that. But the fact that they generated a new hashtag to try and get going for this, rediscover Go. It's like, in reality, you're just doing a little graphics update. That's kind of...
But it looks a million percent better, let's be honest.
It does look a million percent better, but yes, places like better, New Zealand and Chula Vista have had this for the best part of 3 months.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. So a lot of people have seen this already. It's not...
But you say that, we at first experienced this back in the middle of February in San Diego.
I know.
I've lost my backdrop, boys.
Oh, that I think that does happen. Yeah. Restart the game and you'll be fine.
Oh, it's broken already.
Yeah. It hasn't even released yet.
Coop's jinxed it.
Goodness me.
Doesn't look any different, does it?
I told you I'm in the game.
I'm trying to think of an analogy with this one where like we're playing and it does now look visually very beautiful. And I really like the pink trees in the background that crop up and the different biomes. It's really, really nice. So, I mean, obviously they have set backdrops and stuff, but I do find it hysterical having looked at some of the screenshots of people playing various events around the Thames, and they have the beautiful beach backdrop with the sand and the crystal blue sea, and you go, I'm next to a rat infested river. It's brown. So reality, obviously it's going to be as it is, but the fact that it's rolling out now and they have announced it is great, and it will be very welcome to everybody in the world, which is lovely. However, the hype for it will probably fade incredibly quickly because it will just become the new norm. So I know what Koops means. It's not game breaking in a way. It's not like it's going to keep everybody going, oh my God, I can't believe there's a pink tree in the background. It will be fun, you know, for a couple of weeks or months. And then
I was going to say, you say that, but we've actually been experiencing this, as I said, since the middle of February, we're like 2 months deep into it. And I am still loving the new encounter screens, the new overworld.
I'm still working on getting through all the screenshots of different Pokemon.
Exactly. And there are so many different ones.
Yeah, exactly.
And they change as the seasons change. Have you noticed that? Actually, it doesn't just have the same four or five. Spring has got different coloured trees now because it's summer will be more greener and fuller. I was reading an article.
Spring arrived late on my on my screen.
And Kerry Young puts a good point. You can't wait to see what they do with it at Christmas. Imagine like the snow on the trees. Yeah. It's going to look...
Well, we know. We've already had a little bit of that in the backdrop. So imagine that just basically times 10. It will look really, really good. And the fact that they're trying a different avenue to make it a more immersive game is wonderful, really. I think that's a really, really good thing to do, is bring the real world aspect into the game rather than putting maybe the game into the real world. It's kind of like reverse AR in a way.
Reversal AR.
Reversal AR. But we know the backdrop stuff and the encounter screen looks fabulous. The avatar update has been getting a lot of negativity, I would say, and I can see why. They're not that clean. It's not really, in my view, the best upgrade for the avatar items, you know, or avatar customization. Yeah, you get more options, but they all look pretty terrible.
They look like you've been on a plane for 24 hours. Yeah, I think, I suppose my two cents is that people with any game, certainly with Pokemon Go, very quick to criticize. It's very easy, I find, and spending as much time on social media as the four of us do, it's very easy to see people get negative and start tearing into anything that Niantic do with this game. I'm going to look on the positive side. These updates, with the exception of revisiting Kanto for the millionth time, they're all really good. I'm happy. I'm content. It is a step forward. It's not full AR, but it is a lot better than what we've been playing with for the last 8 years. So I'm keeping it simple at that. I'm okay with it, and I'm not going to start just tearing into it just because that's the virtue signaling thing to do.
Do you know what I'm excited for, though?
So Waddle?
Is
not Kanto.
We are slightly assuming, well, I am, I should say, but maybe they're starting with Kanto because it might be to do with the images of them in the game, and it might be, is that complex to use AR to this new level of extent? And maybe we'll find that the Kanto Pokemon are going to have an enhanced AR photography aspect of the game, and maybe each character needs a lot of work done on it to make it map and work in the overworld as advanced as they're looking to do. And I remember seeing some of the old AR visions for the game, and it was like the Pokemon would run around you and not go through objects, work as if they're there with you. So let's say there was a tree there and you tapped on the Pokemon, it would run and hide behind the tree because it knew the tree was there and would come back out. And I'm quite excited to see what that AR photography piece is, because I think it is linked to the images in the game. And I think Kanto is probably going to get a whole new release of this AR photography working differently. And I'm quite excited by the potential of that. I think the potential there is it could be quite mind-breaking or phone-breaking. I don't know, whichever one comes
possibly first. Phone-breaking.
I mean, but how wicked would that be, though? Joke aside, if you could like walk around in the overworld and you got Charizard in the air and it can hide behind or go behind items that are there and interact with the world around you. I don't know why that would benefit the game other than taking the photos.
Apple Vision Pro. Fun. Yes, that would be brilliant.
Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah.
It's funny you mention those things, Marky, because there's been a recent data mining report about all of this new, and they're calling it Iris AR mode. And there's things like potential stickers for photos, group photos returning, flying Pokemon, timer countdowns, burst mode, and more. So it's like AR plus mode, but on steroids. You threw a lot of ideas out there that might actually come to reality.
The reference to anyone listening to the show and wondering what I was on about was this did used to exist in the game. And this was where you could have five trainers together with their five Pokemon?
Three was it?
And obviously it took about 6 hours to get it set up to work.
Yeah, yeah.
As with a lot of these things in the game that we're seeing, I know it might sound like an obvious thing, but it feels like they're now released these things they've tried in the past. You'd like to think they've got it right now. So I'm quite excited to see it because I think when they stopped allowing that to happen, a lot of people cynically went, I didn't know that was still a thing in the game.
Nobody used it, that's why.
We all did, yeah, exactly. That was because it got developed and then they couldn't work out how to fix it. So essentially they took it away and now they're bringing it back but amped up, which is great. And I'm a fan of the AR photography sort of thing. I love that aspect of Pokemon Go. And yeah, it's been a bit lackluster for the last sort of couple of years. But I don't know if you guys remember, I firmly remember when we played Eevee Community Day together at Willen Lake. There was a time in 2021 when all the Gen 1 Pokemon had extra little encounter animations.
They did. And
Eevee,
I like that.
Eevee used to sort of shiver and do a cute face and that sort of thing. And it randomly got taken away and everyone was like, what was that awesome thing? And Niantic never said anything about it. Maybe that's why it's Kanto focused. You might be on the money with that, Marky.
We loved that, didn't we, on Eevee, with the little cute little animations. Yeah, it was really a nice cute. Little touch.
Yeah.
I was still recovering from the pedal car.
Fuck all that was
over. That was petrifying.
Anyone listening to this who doesn't know, there's a nice fun video on our YouTube channel of us holding our breath challenge from that said event, Eevee.
Yes.
Beer on
that
me.
When we do challenges, oh, yeah.
That was the height of COVID as well, so for memory, funny. Wasn't it? And it's like us spitting me.
Coop spits a beer all over me.
That was very fun, boys. What do we think? Very fun.
Yeah, well, very fun, wasn't it, Milo?
Yeah, really fun. I give it the stamp of approval.
I'm really excited, though, to obviously, I know you mentioned the Kanto thing, but rediscover Kanto. I don't know how you can make Kanto exciting anymore.
Bellsprout
all banter aside, I'm actually. I'm,
yesterday.
I'm looking forward to that when that gets through. Do you know what I mean? To sort of see, do you know what I mean? Because it really could be anything, really, couldn't it? I know it's going to be linked in to this whole topic that we've spoken about, but I'm excited to see how they're going to get that hype as much as. We love Pidgey and Rattata. I'm interested to see. And by the way, Pidgey was the main Pokemon on the video, actually.
It was, actually, yeah. Maybe we brought Pidgey Combi.
Maybe we have made it a reality.
Well, staying on the topic of fun, we've had the Sustainability Week information drop on us. To be fair, it has come at just the right time because this event will start the day after you are listening to this show, if you listen to on the day of release, from Monday, April the 22nd at 10 a.m. local time to Friday, April the 26th at 8 p.m. Now, we know very little at the moment, but I am going to fly through the details that we do know. Event bonuses, you're going to get increased frequency of buddy Pokemon bringing you souvenirs and presents. Your buddy will spend more time on the map after being fed berries or poffins, and the distance to earn buddy hearts will be halved. So anyone who does love that best buddy grind, this is the event for you. There are going to be eggs featured in this event, and eggs, or 2 kilometer eggs in particular, obtained during this event will have a greater chance of being a shiny Pokemon than when found in the wild or via field research. Remember, that doesn't mean you'll get a shiny, but it is boosted. Honest.
By 1%.
By 1%, potentially. But the following Pokemon will hatch some 2 kilometer eggs. You'll have Combi, Drillbur, Trubbish, Fungus, and Ian's favourite Pokemon, Binacle.
Oh, I love a Binacle.
Bicycle.
And they are all shiny eligible. There will be field research task encounters. And these are event-themed Pokemon will be at these event-themed field research tasks. And the following Pokemon will be available to encounter as follows. You'll have Combi again, Drillbur again, Trubbish again, Binacle again. However, it seems to maybe in the rarest field research task, you might be lucky and you might encounter the following, which is Fungus, which is also the same, and they can all be shiny. So, Exalt field researchers. There will be event-themed collection challenges coming as well, and they will give you Stardust and XP. Also, we like Pokestop showcases, and they will be there. Be on the lookout for showcases at different Pokestops where you can enter event-themed XXL Pokemon only. They still haven't really worked out how to do the XXS's. Shame when we had the bug event week. That would have been a nice time to have started that change. But, guys, it's a 5-day event. It's not weekend available, accessible, unlike last year's Sustainability Week. We all were able to play it around Community Day for memory.
Sustainability Business Week.
Sustainability Business Week.
Yeah.
What do we think about the inclusivity around this event? Will anyone be on beaches cleaning them during the week? I don't know.
Milo, will he be at the Thames? He just told us, on his beach.
Yeah.
On his beach.
Yeah. Not with the quality of this event, mate.
Having fun.
Yeah, it's a bit
this
bit
is
weak,
this
isn't
is my
it?
Definition of fun. I was looking back and comparing it to last year. This is absolute trash on paper.
Trubbish,
yes, there you go. Trubbish.
Worse than a 2 out of 10?
I don't know, but the there's no wild encounters listed, which really worries me that they're talking about this Rediscover Kanto and Sustainability Week has usually been a bomb of an event, like absolutely really amazing. Last year, we had Shiny Drillbur released in the wild, 7 kilometer eggs and field research. Bounsweet was a new Pokemon in the wild, in field research and in eggs. And there was so much stuff going on. It was such a good event. And it ran for like 8 days or something. It was solid. As you said, Mark, it ran over a weekend. This is a business week, but sir, there's no wild encounters. That it's just like the Bug Out event. No new Pokemon at all when there is stuff from Gen 9 that would fit beautifully into this. And there's no new shiny either, which isn't always a necessity for an event, but it's always a very good pull for people to get excited for something.
Yeah, they can't release a new shiny for every event, else they'll be running out of Pokemon in the next couple of years.
Which is what I pretty much just said.
Ian, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
So, in a year, we have on average of maybe 24 Pokemon events, don't we, in a calendar year?
Mm-hmm.
So, on that logic, if they released a new shiny for every new event, they would still have probably about 5 or 6 years worth of new shinies.
Well, you say
they?
That, but they normally release a handful for Go Fest. They will release the rest of the generation for that year's tour event. So we're quickly catching up to the point where they will be running out if we're not careful.
So, do people only play Pokemon Go for shinies then?
Definitely not. There's many facets of how you can play this game, but a lot of people get excited by a new shiny. The fact that there's no wild encounters blows my mind compared to what was going on last year. It's just very flat, and I'm very confused. They usually have that bit of the article. They say, make sure you register if you're going to do a cleanup and we'll give bonuses.
There were global challenges. That's the one bit I was saving.
They linked it to global challenges before, where you could unlock extra event perks and things like that. Seriously.
Yeah.
It was such a good event to promote, you know, eco-mentalism and all that jazz. but they did a really good job of leaning into that, and the event was always a banger. I remember playing it last year and thinking, wow, this is insane. I played it in Poland. I played it here. This year, I'm looking at it going, what? I mean, you go and hatch eggs, but we know how hatching eggs goes. It just really worries me that Kanto's going to dominate instead of this event, when this event on paper is usually solid. It's a shame.
But I'm not doing an Ian here, but I do. I have to agree. I do agree. On paper, it from what Marky's just said, it's really bad. Probably worse than the Bug event. Actually, I can't believe I've just said that. But that's how it comes. But I genuinely believe, in my heart of hearts, that with this Kanto, with this new thing that they're advertising, and I actually think it's going to turn out to be a really good event. And I actually think that they're probably going to announce one or two more things as well, because if that, what that announcement is, if that is the Sustainability Week, I have to agree, that is bizarre.
And that's the news, everyone.
It's a lot, isn't it? It's actually a lot of news.
And it's time for...
Boys, I want to apologise to you all. Do you know why?
Why?
What?
Sorry?
What? Because the letter's from me. Oh, no.
Are you going to read it yourself?
Yeah, I am. No, so all jokes aside, as we've sort of mentioned at the start of the show and throughout the whole show, I am leaving. And I just, if it's okay with you gents, I just wanted a few minutes to explain to you guys for the 85th time, and to all the listeners for the first time, my reasons why. So technically, it's not a letter to the hosts, it's a letter to sort of everyone. Just a little bit about my departure, just because I think, you know, people might want to hear that. And it does feel weird that I'm leaving on episode 167 and not 169, but, you know, we can't have everything, can we?
Oh, that's a shame.
If we do a count back, it might be your episode 69.
It is his 69th episode. I'm just hearing on VAR. They're just checking. Yeah, 69th episode tonight.
VAR.
Yeah.
So over 3 years ago, when me and the gents decided to start Incensed, well, back then it was Incensed, a Pokemon Go podcast. How times have changed. So that was over 3 years ago. And to be completely honest and quite frank, and I think I made it, you know, very open at the time, if you've listened back to the first three episodes, that my life, I was in a little bit of a rut. Things weren't sort of, you know, going too well for me. I was sort of a little bit all over the place. And then this podcast came into my life and it was amazing. And it's sort of been amazing ever since. And obviously in that period, you know, of over 3 years, 167 weeks to be precise, my life has completely changed in such an amazing way. I'm very, very grateful to be where I am right now. That is basically the main reason why I am deciding to sort of step back and sort of leave the podcast, because where my life is at now, like I said, it's totally different to what it was back then. And with that difference, the podcast just kind of doesn't align, and it doesn't sort of fit where my life is at the moment. And I want this podcast, and I want the boys here, I want them to thrive. I've always said from day one, I love everything about this podcast, the professionalism, the banter, the editing. Yes, I'm f***ing you boys. I really love everything about it. And I genuinely believe deep down this podcast has got potential to get thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners a week. I'm pretty sure it's quite apparent to everyone that listens and everyone that is a fan of the podcast that sort of, I would say, correct me if I'm wrong, boys, but over kind of like the last 6 months, maybe a bit more, maybe a bit less, I've been absent on a few episodes. I've sort of, my energy sort of not really been here. I've not really been prepared. I've not really sort of, it's not really felt professional. It's not really felt like I've sort of really wanted to be here. Obviously, that just comes from where my life is, that I can't really help that from where I'm at. And, you know, the boys are very aware. I have to let them down sometimes very last minute just for, that's just how the cookie crumbles on my end. And I don't like doing that. I want to, you know, like Ian said at the start, we are literally four best mates and we've created something amazing. And I don't want to let them down last minute. And I don't want any sort of negative things to happen like around the podcast. And obviously, as I've said, from the last 6 months, it sort of has. So that is the reason why I feel like right now in my life, it's a really great time. It's been the most amazing 3 years. And to you three gents, like, thank you all so much for having to put up with my terrible Wi-Fi and my awful jokes. But no, seriously, boys, I genuinely love you all to death. And obviously, we know me leaving, this is going to be a long-term thing, definitely for the rest of this year anyway. But who knows, like Ian, you said I might come back on Madrid in a fair few weeks.
Might, we're going to hunt you down.
yeah, no. If I'm not with Dax. but yes, thank you to you guys. Thank you. Yeah, okay. But yeah, thank you to you guys, and obviously especially Milo with the edits and Ian as well. You guys have put in a lot of work, especially to make me not sound like an absolute fool. And lastly, to all the listeners, guys, thank you so much for all the love. Thank you so much for all the nice comments, for buying merch, for all the times we see you in real life at these meetups that we've go to, and you come over and say how much you love the podcast. And, you know, you guys have written in and say how much it's helped your mental health and just sort of in general, just how much it sort of gets you through the week or gets you through your Monday morning. So from me, thank you all so much for supporting the podcast, and please, please, please continue to support the podcast. But there's nothing but love. But yeah, thank you to everyone. I love you all very much. Hopefully you've enjoyed me being on the show and my banter over the last 3 years. Like I said, apologies for the last 6 months. Life's been a bit crazy. And yeah, here's to bigger and better things. For the podcast, I will keep supporting, keep listening. Like I said, I just wanted to sort of give a little explanation to everyone. It's genuinely nothing but love. And I feel like, you know, if you've listened to us for over 3 years, you guys definitely deserve a few minutes from me just to explain to you. But yeah, I'll still be playing the game casually. I'm going to Madrid. That is genuinely a real thing. Jokes aside, I'm going with Dax. I will be with Dax. So please make sure you come over and say hello. But yeah, boys, love you all. Thank you for this 5 minutes, just letting everyone know where I'm at. And keep rating us on Spotify, please. 5 stars only.
We are going to miss you, man. And it takes a lot after you've been with this project for so long to reevaluate and say it's time to go for a variety of different reasons. So yeah, we'll miss you, man.
Yeah, no. So it's a mature decision, and like I said to you know, I don't want to. You know, I feel like whenever you do things in life, you don't want to be a burden. You know, you don't want to be that guy and just doing stuff for the sake of it. If it doesn't fit, then don't force it. You know, it's nothing but love. You know, we can all move on and do different things. So I really appreciate, obviously, that we've had countless conversations off air and just sort of, you know, we didn't want to make it a big thing. We just wanted to just sort of have one episode dedicated to this, which we've done.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to say, like Milo, we love you. We wish you the best. Because obviously we know the stuff that's going on outside of the podcast in the real world. And yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch. Bigger and better things. Don't think you're getting off scot-free, because we will strong-arm you into being on the show.
Ian is a great white shark.
I will hunt you down.
Yeah, probably eat me.
Only if you're
guys,
lucky.
Guys, good news.
What?
It's Trubbish Court. I'm only joking. I'm messing with your coops. No, No, I'm gonna miss you, mate. Like you said, you're my balance. I'm probably gonna get exposed to a lot more stuff now with you not being there, mate. But the joke aside, though, we all get on really, really well. And like, you know, we have sort of said, you know, this is like behind the scenes stuff on the podcast. So we do keep wanting to meet up and outside of podcast recording. We have done it on a few events, but I think, like we say, like real life is a very busy thing, and we've probably not met up as much as we'd like to have done, but that isn't because of anything other than just time, geography, location, everything. You know, when we go back to the inception of all this and how we started it, I still fondly go back to Tepic Com Day, where like we had met each other as a four, and like you all came out to my little country abode at the time, and me and my wife put you all up in the house, the smallest house in the world with the most bodies in it that night.
And Coops's words to me was, you're a lot shorter than I expected.
That was the first thing he said to you, wasn't it?
Sounds about
just
right.
That village never knew what happened with four of us all around filming a community day together. But that was the start of something magical, that bit, certainly when we all met face to face. And I think it's just sad, mate. It's sad, but at the same time, it isn't the end of anything. And like, we are going to have an absolute blast, you know, over these events this season.
The truth of the matter is, the audience won't even realise that you're not here, because I'm sure you're still going to recur at times.
Well, listen, that's why I've been practising. I've been doing it for 6-8 months. I've been practising, just leaving
it. He does do voice notes. So.
Yeah, if I send Milo a voice note, I'll be on the show in 2028. So
yeah, you know the WhatsApp number, don't you?
You know the WhatsApp number, don't you?
But no... Are we doing that now?
Why not? Coops, store this number in your phone, man, and then you can actually send us a voice note and get on the show. Do you want to know what that number is?
Yes.
It is +44 759 269 5696.
Well, gents, I appreciate the kind words, but speaking of bigger and better things,
I do agree with you, Del. Coops is officially mythical. I hope you still pop up at a person at events occasionally. Very much so. After that lovely, lovely moment, and it was a lovely moment, it's nice to go straight to my poll afterwards. And I've got to say, it's a little bit deflated at the moment, but no.
Flaccid.
Flaccid.
That's a technical term.
Flaccid is like if you just don't really get the vibe, isn't it? Like it's a little bit, what's the word that I use? Despondent, deflated, sad. But no, it is our boy Coops' last show tonight with a little sad emoji, and rightly so. The boys have shared what they'll miss the most about him. Which of these do you agree on? I did start with, please comment this week, repost and vote for your favourite. So 20% of the people that voted, and we had, imagine if we'd had 69 people voting tonight. That would have been almost
perfection.
Just say we did.
So we had 69 people vote on the poll tonight, which is always quite fitting. Ian's going to take the 9 out of that now and put that as my score for the flipping Heracross red.
9?
But so this is what our 69 people thought who voted on the poll tonight. So 20% of people think it is the shock of Coops playing an event, which is, fair enough.
I thought that would win.
100%.
I did, to be fair. 38% of people think it is definitely the Coopisms, Diameter and many others that they'll recall. And 43% of people have said his energy.
Yeah.
It'll be missed. So should we read some comments out and see how many of these
I think we should, because there's quite a few on here, so let's go through them.
We can cut some out when you're on the edit.
So we've got Kitty Pokemon's a lot has put, at Coops the Casual, you will be so missed, mate.
Reviews from the Tub said, sad to see him go. He was the reason I found the rest of you lot. Good luck, Coops.
Really? Oh, how funny.
Our very own Sue Hermes Ninja has written, definitely energy. When Coops laughs, he laughs with his entire body. We only get to see that on the visuals. You guys don't get to witness it. Energy, laughter, honest reactions. We will miss you, Coops.
Can I read that one? I know this is a bit weird, but I've...
If you really want to. We was going to do it for you, but yeah, you go on, then. Go on.
No, so I've got one here from Spikers29, and they say, don't let him leave until he says which is the better move, Frenzy Plum.
Frenzy Plum.
And they say all the best, Coops. And it's got to be Frenzy Plant, isn't it, Marky? It's got to be Frenzy Plant.
Frenzy Plant on Charizard X, definitely.
Definitely.
We're gonna read all of these. Lucy Davis has put, I love it when you ask Coops, did you play the event? And his answer is always no. Laughy face. I can't believe he's leaving though, sad face. I wonder why he's leaving. We'll definitely miss him. Well, tonight he's explained why he's leaving. But yeah, we did play a few events about 2 years ago.
Hey, he always plays a Kanto event. So Maston said, haven't played the game as much over the last few months and consider myself quite the casual these days. But no matter how hard I try, I'll never be the casual. Rock on, Ginger Bro.
You just read out to say that to me.
Line. Saul has written quite the paragraph here. So, no way, man. The one time I tried to meet you in London and couldn't as you were working, and now you're leaving. You'll be missed so much, Coops. The energy you bring, the connection problems, and of course, the ginger hair. Love you, matey, and until the next UK Go Fest.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Oh, dear. So we've got one here from Corvus Chaser. We all know he's eloping with Pokedaxi. It's okay. Don't be ashamed. Laughy face. Always the most humble, down-to-earth member. Thanks for all the laughs, Coops.
Sorry, did you just make up the ginger? Is that what just happened?
Misread it, mate.
So Keith says, no way. I am very saddened by this news. Definitely his energy will be missed by all the listeners. Hopefully he's all right and it's not another case of faith. Did Daxi not answer his DM and he's now on a downer? On a serious note, I wish him all the best for the future.
No, I can promise you, me and Daxi's relationship is very stable. Still very, very stable.
This is quite a good one from Catherine, actually. The fact he gets just as much airtime of y'all making fun of him when he's not there as when he is there. That's so true.
I've got one here from W. Kenny S. Coops will be missed dearly. I've been listening since around episode 15-ish, and the dynamic of all the boys' personalities and personas keeps me coming back. Best of luck in all future endeavours, Coopsy. Hashtag farewell faith. Hashtag diameter. And hashtag origin Giratina.
Amazing. As if Faith is making it back, Kay. I'm glad my missus isn't here. Blimey, she'd be asking who Faith is.
Okay, so the last one I'm bringing up, Coops, and this is a question. It's from Mark Bailey. There's a chance of a recurring guest spot, perhaps? Question mark?
Listen, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, if the boys will have me back once every blue moon, of course, like I said, if it's organised and it works, that's absolutely something that can happen. And yeah, we'll go from there. But I think, like I've said, apart from Madrid, which Ian has put in a verbal contract, I think
verbal contract, signed, sealed,
months,
delivered. Yeah.
It'll probably be Madrid and then Christmas. Eh? That's what it'll probably be at the moment. But yeah,
I would say so.
No, we'll see. Look, guys, listen. Yeah, thank you all so much for the kind words. I really appreciate it. I will, when the episode drops as well on Sunday, I will put out a little statement on X as well, just to thank everyone again. But anyway, that is enough of making this show about me. It's now to make it all about you.
Shines of the week.
So for the last ever time for my favourite segment of the show, hashtag Shines of the Week, it's only got to be the one, the only, Chicken Chaser 89. Chicken Chaser did write in and say on X, my first Shadow Hundo ever. That's with 5,500 rockets done. Wow, that is crazy. This is a Hundo kind of day. Hashtag Pokemon Go, hashtag Shinies of the Week. And Chicken Chaser managed to get the... if it's not a shiny, but it's a Shadow Hundo, is it a Shahundo? What is it?
Shadundo,
isn't it? Shadundo?
Anyway, Chicken Chaser managed to get, I'll just say, a Shadow Hundo Entei. Wow, that is insane.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations, mate. That's a great last shiny to end on.
That is stellar. Keeping on the old Entei vibes, I'm going to pluck one from our campfire community. Rogue Trooper has put hashtag Shinies of the Week. I almost didn't do this raid as I only found it with a few minutes on the timer. Glad I did. And it turned out to be a Shadow Shanty 6 Entei, which is just solid.
Wow. Well, I'm going to get off the Entei vibes. However, our boy Mr. Mossum, good guy Mr. Mossum, met him a few times at events, has messaged us I said, been a while since I've posted on here, but listen to At Incense Podcast on the way to work, and I pick up this beauty. Hashtag shines the week, and that's at all four of us individually. And yeah, it is a shiny Oricorio.
Nice.
Well done.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
And I just want to say thank you to everyone that has sent shines the week in through our WhatsApp. There's been three or four this week, so I couldn't read them all out because that's not how this section works. We're allowed to pick one each. But the one I'm going for is from Dominique, and she said, hi from Germany. One of my hashtag shiners of the week was a Shundo Gligar from the EUIC research. It's my second Shundo after a Shadow Shundo Grimer that I caught almost a year ago. Hope you're doing well, Dominique. And yeah, as I said, shiny Gligar, Hundo, Shundo Gligar. GG's.
GG's indeed.
That's very epic.
Bit of a PvP mon there, Coops, eh?
For you, yeah. I've got mine. I don't think you've got one.
That Gligar with Frenzy Plant.
Actually, this one's got Blast Burn. So some great shiners of the week there. And Coops just wanted me just to mention that if you're listening to this, as a lot of our Patreons are, we do encourage you to join our Patreon. That way you can get involved with our little incensed community. We've recently done a few sort of changes to our Patreon, which makes it even better value. And tiers start from £1.50, goes up to £25, $33 if you go to the gold. And we do offer free trials now on the bronze and silver tiers, which will just give you a sneak peek. And I'll just run through what you get. So on the bronze tier, it's £1.50. That will give you essentially a tier shout out, which is at the end of every recording, and also access to our Discord, which is absolutely an awesome place where you can chat with other Patreon members, as well as, well, the four of us, because Coops will not be leaving our Discord. He will stay on as an alum, so if he remembers to log in. Our silver tier, $7 a month, £5. That will give you basically everything you get on the bronze, but you will also get a thank you credit in the episode description. You'll also get access. This is a new feature for anyone that's on the silver tier or anyone new members to the silver tier. You'll actually get access to our live stream recordings once they're recorded. So every Tuesday, we'll drop the previous week's live stream recordings. So you'll have heard the edited show, but you can go back and look and watch the carnage that ensues on the actual live shows. So they will be all posted in the Discord. You'll also get the tier shout out at the end of every recording, as well as access to selected live recordings. And we're anticipating probably one per quarter. So 4 live shows per year. But the gold tier, if you really do have the funds to support us with, it's £25 a month, $33 US, and that will basically give you everything that we offer. So everything that you get on the bronze and silver tiers will be included. You'll also get weekly live streams from our recordings. There will be some blackout episodes, which is standard. We've always done that because there are some weeks where we just can't offer a live stream for one reason or another. You'll get an exclusive channel in the Discord server where you can chat with the hosts and other gold tier patrons. You'll get an individual name chat at the end of every show. Friends list for all the hosts, so we'll all add you to our friends list. And there will be a few other bits and bobs. And across all of those tiers, we also do put a few exclusive bits out, which Milo will tell you what our latest one is now.
Yes, indeed. So we do have quite a few to go back on, but just today, as we record this show, we posted the entirety of the footage from our Portsmouth keynote event as part of Portsmouth Uni. Again, thanks to Lincoln all those months ago, back in Lincoln, July of 2023. So there's like 2 hours, 20 minutes worth of footage of us looking around Portsmouth Uni's media center, the green screens, the VR bits and pieces there, and our entire keynote bit where we were Q&A'd basically and talked about our experience with the game and roots and all that jazz. It's exclusive. It's not been put anywhere before, so you can go and check that out. You can also go and check out the whole daft bit on the Friday of that weekend, part one, where Mark, Ian and I were playing pool.
Oh yes. Yeah, we did originally have ideas to edit it into kind of a documentary, which we put a few teasers out for, but because there's so much raw material there, and we just thought you should be able to see it organic without being edited. You just get to see us being us
Yeah, there's no editing. It's just all the clips put together. So that is available on Patreon just as a raw video. And we are going to go back through and look, because we have behind the scenes of live recordings from previous GoFest and tour events as well.
Seattle, London, New York.
Digging through the archives.
And Barcelona.
Yeah, exciting.
Spicy.
Please do sign up to the Patreon if you can. It's absolutely an if you can thing. And if you want to support the boys, then please do. Like I've said, they've revamped these tiers. And moving forward, it's definitely going to be for the better. Gents, that's it. We're done here. I'm done here. Guys, thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of Incense Podcast. The boys will, of course, be back next week. Same time, same place, same podcast platforms. But there's one thing that I've got to do before I go. Gents, on Spotify, Incense Podcast. Has a rating. We're still at 4.9, but I'm very impressed because we now have 318 ratings. I thought that was very good.
Nice. Good. Good progress.
Yeah, so I thought 318. So please make sure you keep leaving reviews on any podcast platform which you listen to. Make sure you always give us 5-star ratings when possible. And of course, a massive, massive, massive thank you. I know we talk about the Patreon, but a massive thank you to all of our Patreon members, to everybody in the Discord, and of course to our gold tier patrons. Thank you guys so, so much. And that is Hermes Ninja, JB, Clifford Merp, Darby Russ, Kerry and Zachary, Connor Lee, Apex underscore 171, Mufti, Barside 2, Highbone, Maz, aka Osma Lionheart, and Mandy Croft. Thank you all guys so, so much for your pledges. And hopefully you continue on for the new Patreon.
But boys, wait. Good news.
What?
Next week's Spotlight Hour, Koops' favourite mon, Trubbish, is going to be in the spotlight, the trash bag Pokemon, with 2x catch XP as the event bonus.
That's not really the bonus.
Woo!
Is it not?
No, the bonus is the fact that it's 750 dust per catch.
Ooh, oh, here he goes. Here he goes.
It's boosted dust. The event bonus is 2x catch XP. Back in your box.
Boys, Starter's gains.
Right, gents, let's wrap it up here because this has been a long show. Boys, good luck for the future of the podcast. I wish you all the best. Thank you to everyone for your ongoing support and all the kind words for me leaving. Thank you for tuning into another episode. And I cannot believe this is the last thing I'm saying on Incense Podcast, but I hope you enjoyed your Bellsprout Community Day. See you later.